That you know, everything that was done was Doug Marlin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the way that we were presented as characters, the story, the, you know, and I know that Doug had a niece. And, you know, I know that, you know, a lot of what he did, you know, in terms of the younger characters, he did with her, you know,
mm-hmm.
knowledge, you know, because she was young. You know what I mean? And
right.
So, you know, I know that he talked about her. You know, that
right.
he would sort of see what she was doing or how she would react or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, he
well,
told me...
Go ahead, Michael, I'm sorry.
He told me once that the younger storylines were important to him, but he said that kids were not... They know that they have mistakes to make and to be able to grow up, and he was more interested in... allowing the adults to make those errors of judgment and whatnot and how they played out in the kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids, you know, as much as they enjoyed watching young people and all this other stuff, they knew that kids would make, well, am I going to go to college or not go to college, go through all of that stuff. But they always enjoyed adults making those decisions or those choices and their reaction to it because they wanted other kids to show them how to react to adults. And I think Doug really made a marriage of those kinds of things very, very well. He was excellent.